This is Torch columnist James Caldwell, joined by Torch specialist Greg Parks for a little Tuesday morning quarterbacking on the Raw from last night, January the 5th in New Orleans. First Raw of the year, Greg, and usually I ask you before we come in the air what your thoughts were, but I did not ask you, so fresh question. I have no impression of what you thought. What is your overall thought on this week's show?
I thought it was a step up from last week's. I thought this was more in line with the previous couple weeks as far as solid entering action, good storytelling, you know, advancing of angles and kind of setting up mysteries about where certain angles can go. So I think, like I said, it was a step up from last week's relatively weak episode. You know, that was a sort of a year-ender, you know, and maybe the creative team's thoughts were elsewhere. So, you know, they get a pass for that, but to have four solid Raws out of the last five, I'll take that any day.
Yeah, this is definitely a better show. I thought it had more of a, not an epic feel, that's not the word I'm looking for, but it felt more important than last week's show. I felt like there was more effort put into planning this show. Again, Shawn Michaels, star of the show. I'm looking at the MVP voting on the Torch website, and Michaels is running away with the MVP votes, as he should be. He had several segments on this show, and then a very nice conclusion of the main event. It was just a very strong episode, strengthened by Michaels' performance and what he's doing in the role. I mean, it could be – I don't think anyone else really could pull this off as effectively as he does on a weekly – or has on a weekly basis. But what is your take on Shawn Michaels, where he fits in with JBL, what they're doing with his character, and just the different aspects of the show that involved him on this week's show?
Yeah, you said it would be hard for any other performer to pull off what Shawn Michaels is doing here. And I think a lot of that has to do with not only his acting, but the goodwill and, you know, the kind of rapport he's built up with the fan base. I think that lends itself to this angle as well, because he is so well liked by fans and things of that nature that he gets a little more leeway when it comes to angles like this, and fans are more sympathetic to him, and he's easier to get behind because of his relationship with the fans and because of his history with them. Yeah, the angle is playing out well so far. You know, in the past we've talked about some of the pitfalls and some of the problems with the angle, but they are really tightening things up this week, and I thought they did a really nice job advancing the angle, and this isn't something that's, you know, that they're rushing to get into. It's kind of like the Jericho Michaels one, where it's going to be a slow burn, and there's little things added to the feud every week, added to the angle every week, and those are the kind that I prefer to, you know, rush through an angle. So I'm really looking forward to where it goes from here, they took a step in the right direction last night.
Yeah, and there's tons of different things they can do with this angle. I'm going to give a shout out to Lee Stevens, who does Under the Microscope, and he suggests, you know, they could have JBL force Michaels to change his music and, you know, put a variation on that, and basically JBL customized every little aspect of Michaels to make him fit more as an employee, and you take away the theme music or have him drive the limo or, you know, do little things like that. And there's a lot of different things you can do in this relationship, and they've only really hit the tip of the iceberg. And that's kind of exciting to see how this plays out. I'm assuming all the way until WrestleMania and potentially beyond if it continues to be successful. So we shall see. The show started with Jericho and Orton. They were in the ring. They filed a formal complaint about Shawn Michaels not adhering to the rules of every man for himself in last week's Fatal 4-Way, which produced JBL as the number one contender. I always like to see heels arguing with each other. There's something intriguing about a bunch of heels arguing. And this was the case here with JBL coming out to defend himself against Jericho and Orton. And then Stephanie McMahon basically showed up and tried to settle things. She was interrupted by JBL, which I think really threw her off as she kind of paused when it was her turn to talk again. But basically said, She said Jericho and Orton are in the Rumble, so there's your opportunity to get a world title shot. And then she booked the tag match for tonight, Jericho and Orton against Michaels and John Cena, Cena being JBL's opponent for the Royal Rumble, or at the Royal Rumble for the world title. What are your thoughts on this opening segment? It was pretty obvious Steph was going to come out and try to settle things down. But what about the interaction between Michaels, Jericho, Orton, and JBL?
Well, I know sometimes we kind of get tired of this same old Raw format where the first 15 minutes is spent talking in the ring. But when it's effective and it really works, it is so worth it. And this one is one of those times. Everybody did an awesome job here. Orton and Jericho, JBL, Michaels, they all did a great job. You know, the writers did a great job. You know, there was a lot of oohs and ahs kind of from the crowd and from myself based on what they were saying to each other. Jericho's digs at HBK, things of that nature. I thought, you know, the mic work was superb here. They got over what they needed to get over. The little things in this segment were great. I think this segment really started the show off very hot. I mean, it was well done.